latest world news headlines.
Known renowned Vietnam war hero, served for 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. More from Reuters, Sagar Magani, AP's Sagar Magani.
It was the same type of tumor that killed Senator Ted Kennedy in 2009. McCain underwent surgery in July to remove a 2-inch blood clot in his brain. He was back on the Senate floor not long after, drawing a standing ovation from colleagues. Months later, his condition appeared to worsen. McCain tore his right Achilles tendon and had to wear a walking brace and eventually began using a wheelchair.
That is AP's Sagar Magani reporting on John McCain's death. But President Trump is among those who paid respects to the senator. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump had long been at odds with the Arizona senator. As a presidential candidate, he mocked McCain's capture in Vietnam and had also taken shots at the ailing senator for voting against Republican efforts to roll back President Barack Obama's health care law. But in a tweet shortly after news of McCain's death, President Trump wrote, "My deepest sympathies and respect go out to the family of Senator John McCain. Our hearts and prayers are with you." Flags have been lowered to half staff at the White House and on Capitol Hill. Ben Thomas, Washington.
An Afghanistan provincial government spokesman confirms to VOA that Islamic State's Afghanistan leader Abu Saad Erbi and 9 of his commanders were killed during a drone strike. The overnight missile attack occurred in a troubled eastern Nangarhar province district where the terrorist group is headquartered. The strike also destroyed 2 of the group's bases. Afghan intelligence officials say that international forces assisted in the counterterrorism operation, and a U.S. military spokesman confirmed this with VOA. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has rejected the resignations of 3 top